is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. Hi, this is Dan Sheridan. Great to be with you on this Wednesday, bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. And that's right, today we're going to discuss the Lake of Fire. That's right, fact or fiction. Well, we're going to give you the skinny on the Lake of Fire. It's found in Revelation chapter 20. Now, let me just say this to those listening. I can't give you every detail in a program like this. I'm going to give you what I understand it to mean, and you'll have to do the searching on your own. And there's always other questions you can ask, but let's get to the Lake of Fire, Revelation chapter 20, verse 13 through 15, and we read this. And the sea gives up the dead in it, and death and the unseen give up the dead in them, and they were judged, each in accord with their acts. And death and the unseen were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone was not found written in the scroll of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Now, many people have problem with the second death, which is called here the lake of fire. Some say there is no resurrection out of the lake of fire. And yet some say that the lake of fire isn't really death at all. We have the eternal conscious torment people. We have those who believe in annihilationism, and some who think that the lake of fire is some kind of life where people are going through chastisement. Now, the reason why they don't believe the lake of fire is really death is because of the word second. Because it says here, the second death, because of that word second, some put this into a completely different category. It's not really death. But the term second death doesn't need to be explained. The term is self-explanatory. So let's not re-explain what God has already explained. We read here, and death and the unseen were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. That's it. That's what it means. The agency that produces the second death is the lake of fire. So it's called the second death. Now, second doesn't mean another category. For instance, in 1 Corinthians 15:47, Christ is called the second man. Does that mean he wasn't really a man? Is he in a different category? No, he's a man. Christ is the second man. In Hebrews 8:7, we read about a second covenant. Does that mean it's not really a covenant? Of course not. It's a second covenant. Peter in 2 Peter 3:1 says he's writing a second letter. Does that mean the first letter was a different than the second, that they weren't letters somehow, that they were different categories? No, 1 Peter was a letter and 2 Peter was a letter. They were both letters. And of course, in the unveiling itself in Revelation, we read this word second a few times. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 7, we see this. Revelation 4, verse 7. Pages stuck together there. And the first animal is like a lion, and the second animal is like a calf, and the third animal has a face as a human being, so forth. So we see the first animal and a second animal. They're both animals. And in Revelation 11:14, we read this, 11:14, the second woe passed away, lo, the third woe is coming swiftly. They were both woes. And then in Revelation 21:19, we read this, the foundations of the wall of the city are adorned with every precious stone, the first foundation with jasper, the second lapis lazuli. I don't know how to pronounce that, but it's an interesting word. But here we have one, the first foundation, and then the second foundation. They're both foundations. Well, we come to Revelation chapter 20, and we see the phrase second death, second death. Now, notice that. It is the second death. It's just as much death as any other death. Death is death. Death always means unresponsiveness. It's death. It's literal. Revelation 20:13, and the sea gives up the dead in it. They're dead. In Revelation 25, we talk about a resurrection, a form of resurrection. It's a real resurrection from death.
Remember, we said that resurrection, it has to be from the dead, not from another form of life. And then in Revelation 20:15, we have the second death. That does not somehow become a figurative death all of a sudden. This is God's definition in Revelation 20:11 through 15. The second death is death. It's not consciousness. Now, Orthodoxy teaches that the dead are actually alive. They believe that they are tortured before judgment at hell. In other words, they say when an unbeliever dies, they go to a hell and they're burning there. Then they teach that they're raised to be judged, and then they're cast into the lake of fire. In other words, Orthodoxy teaches that they go from a preheater to an oven. But that's not true at all. The great white throne is a place where people have to appear before him, and they're judged based off of their acts. Now, in 2 Peter 3, it's a place where the irreverent are going to be destroyed. In this judgment here, those who go into the lake of fire are those whose names are not written in the scroll of life, and they go into the second death. They are destroyed. And what's going to happen to this great white throne? There's going to be correction going on there. Romans 2, Paul talks about the day of judging where their thoughts are accusing and defending each other. The queen of the south is going to be rising in the judging and condemning a generation. So what's going to be taking place at this great throne? There is going to be a judging taking place, and men are going to be judged in accord with their acts. Things are going to be set right in their own minds between them and God. They're going to be shown the truth and the errors of their ways, and then they're not found in the book of life. They go into the lake of fire only to be roused and vivified at the end, because this is not the end. Those who go into the lake of fire are dead. They're not around for the last eon. And in 1 Corinthians 15, we read this. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20, we read this. Verse 21, for since in fact through a man came death, through a man also comes the resurrection of the dead. For even as in Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. So even as, thus also, yet each in his own class, the first fruit, Christ, he was the first to be vivified. Thereupon those who are Christ's in his presence. Now that takes place in 1 Thessalonians 4, when the saints meet him in the air, we meet Christ in his presence. And then it also takes place when he comes back to earth, according to Daniel 12:1 and Matthew 24, and there are saints among Israel who are vivified. And that before the millennium. And then it says, thereafter the consummation. So we have all are going to be made alive in their own class. Christ was first, then those who are Christ at his presence, thereafter the consummation. Now, when does this take place? Whenever he may be giving up the kingdom to his God and Father, whenever he should be nullifying all sovereignty and all authority and power, for he must be reigning until he should be placing all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy is being abolished, death. Notice it's last. For he subjects all under his feet. Now, whenever he may be saying that all is subject, it is evident that it is outside of him who subjects all to him. Now, whenever all may be subjected to him, then the Son himself also shall be subjected to him who subjects all to him, that God may be all in all. Now, notice that death isn't abolished at the great white throne. How do we know this? Because no one is vivified there. Because those who go on to the new earth in Revelation 21 and 22 have to partake of the log of life. It's just like Adam could partake of the tree of life in the garden. Those in the new earth partake of the log of life. They're not vivified yet. There's no vivification at the great white throne. We know that this is not the end of the great white throne, because there are still nations and kings on the new earth. And Christ has to nullify all sovereignty, all authority, and all power. And the last enemy that's going to be destroyed is death. So we can say this, as long as Jesus Christ is still on the throne, all have not been vivified. Christ is going to bring all back to God. In that last eon, he's going to finally abolish death. Now notice, he's going to abolish death at the end of the last eon. He's not going to be abolishing figurative death. Some people think the lake of fire is some type of figurative death. Are you telling me that Christ is going to abolish figurative death at the consummation? No, he's going to be abolishing death. That means those who went into the lake of fire, the second death, are going to be revivified and justified at that time, brought out of that death and given life with all of mankind. That is the good news. There's no vivification of the great white throne. That's why they have to partake of the log of life. But the lake of fire is the second death. It's not life in any sense. Death is never life. Even when the word death is used figuratively, like some people say, well, she that lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. You can't, the figure of speech is she's unresponsive to God. Even when death is used as a figure, it always means death. It's unresponsiveness. But here in Revelation 20, the second death is not a figure of speech. It's literal. They are dead. They are not alive in any sense of the word. Well, I hope that clarifies the second death. There's a lot more information. If you want more information to study on the subject, let me know and I will send you some links to some very good articles on this. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to talk about Matthew 25 and those nations who go into, as the King James says, eternal punishment. Matthew 25, what does that passage mean? Well, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Well, again, let's close. The good news, the lake of fire is the second death, but it's not the end for those who go into it. Those who go into the lake of fire will miss out on the fifth eon, but they will be made alive. They will be vivified and justified at the consummation. Remember, resurrection has to be from the dead, not another form of life. And those who go into the lake of fire will be vivified, not annihilated. This is great news and something to rejoice in. Christ is greater than Adam. He will redeem all of mankind. Some people think that Adam is greater than Christ, that he's going to condemn more than Christ can save. No, not at all. Christ is greater than Adam, and he will redeem and vivify all mankind. That's the good news. This is Dan Sheridan. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God through the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be. Oh, all right, Johnny Cash, take it from here. Wild.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.